Fancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
I forgot to mention last week that our schedule is changing and that now our shows are going to be up on Mondays again.
Ah, well, people will find that out soon, considering it didn't go up yesterday.
People just stopped listening. They're like, there wasn't a show on Friday. Forget it. Tankcast is over forever. I quit. Unsubscribe. Yep. Set my computer on fire. That's what they did.
I will burn your world, motherfucker.
Whoa.
By the way, is it bad to say exactly that to a three-year-old?
Yes.
Okay. I may have some apologies to make.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tankcast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week, I review Michael Jackson's Immortal, Andy talks about Sherlock Holmes, we discuss British TV, Andy is filled with hate, and we bring back Monday Night Tan Fights, Captain Jack Sparrow versus the Dread Pirate Roberts. And when you hear this sound, that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Motherfuckers.
Welcome to Tancast.
Of course no one's gonna sing it.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, the A in Noah.
I'm Noah, the N in...
I whip my hair back and forth, I whip my hair back and forth.
Except there may not be an N in there.
There is.
Is there?
And?
Oh, there you go. Andy's on it.
Yep.
Andy's on the balls.
Are you missing letters, people? I will find them for you.
He will find them and put them in words, and then shove them back in your face.
Last night I referred to fuck as the C word to my wife. When she gave me a weird look, I said, there's a C in there! I can justify anything. Well, anything I do. But I can be pissed as hell about anything anyone else does.
Alright, before you get too pissed off...
Tan laughs?
Let us enjoy the Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh segment.
We've got tan laughs just for you. About dead babies, or maybe some who could be racist, sexist too. Cause it's tan laughs, yes, tan laughs, oh, tan laughs, and that's what we do. Tan laughs, tan laughs, tan now.
This tan laugh is from Jesus.
Jesus.
For that. It's actually three, but I really like... Well, I'll read the first two. I haven't actually read the third one yet. Should I read them all?
Do it.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Blind read it.
All right. Here it goes. The first one I've already read. Here it goes. One day, Pebbles walks in on her parents in the shower and looks down at their naked bodies. She sees her dad's penis and asks what it is. Fred, feeling awkward, calls it his rock. After getting her answer, Pebbles asks her mother what her vagina is and was told that it was a rock grinder. After getting both answers, Pebbles thinks a bit and answers, oh, I get it. Daddy puts his rock in Mommy's grinder and out comes Pebbles.
Nice.
Yes.
All right, this one is it's written in a script format.
Okay.
So, shrink. Tell me what's on your mind. Patient. Well, I can't get over my time in jail. Shrink. What happened? Patient. Well, I got raped. Shrink. How horrible. Can you tell me what was going through your mind the entire time? Patient. Well, to be honest, I was thinking that my family takes Monopoly way too seriously.
Oh!
Wow.
Good time. Okay, here comes the cold read. During an etiquette class, the teacher asked her students, if you were courting a young lady from a prominent family, and during a dinner for two, you needed to go to the toilet, what would you say to her? Mike says, wait a minute, I'm going for a piss. Charlie says, I'm sorry, I need to go to the toilet. I'll be back in a minute. Little Johnny says, my dear, please excuse me for a moment. I have to go shake hands with a personal friend, whom I hope to be able to introduce you to after dinner. Would have been funnier if I hadn't stumbled and stammered over it, but that's what you get with a
or
Tim Babb cold read.
You know, whichever one you're going to do.
What are you blathering about?
I said, or stumbled and stammered.
Read a tan laugh.
Or tripped and slipped.
Blow me.
Dipped and ripped.
No.
Tipped.
Slipped. All right, well, this one's going to be a cold read, but it's our friend Bob, so I'm going to trust
him.
Hey, Bob. I hope you didn't fuck me with this.
You, Bob.
A policeman was interviewing three blondes who wanted to become detectives. To test their skills in recognizing a suspect, he showed the first blonde a picture for
We're
5 seconds.
We're going to do the thing with the glasses and the profile again?
Did we already do this one?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I suck.
You even read it. It's not like... How do you not remember you said these words already?
Dude, I don't know. It's the aforementioned suckage.
He says so many words, he doesn't monitor what comes out.
Dude, I turn the brain off. The mouth just goes on its own. Okay, I'm going to try this one then. It's another one from Bob, just to keep it consistent. And you can interrupt me in 30 seconds when you figure out I've already read this one too.
I just may.
A couple had only been married for 2 weeks when the husband, although very much in love, couldn't wait to go out on the town and party with his old buddies. So he said to his new wife, "Honey, I'll be right back." "Where are you going, coochie-coo?" asked the wife. "I'm going to the bar, pretty face. I'm going to have a beer." The wife said, "You want a beer, my love?" She opened the door to the refrigerator and showed him 25 different kinds of beer, brands from 12 different countries, Germany, Holland, Japan, India. The husband didn't know what to do, and the only thing he could think of was say, "Yes, lollipop, but at the bar, you know, they have frozen glasses." He didn't get to finish the sentence because his wife interrupted him by saying, "You want a frozen glass, puppy face?" And she took a huge beer mug out of the freezer, so frozen that she was getting chills just holding it. The husband, looking a bit pale, said, "Yes, Tootsie Roll, but at the bar they have these hors d'oeuvres that are really delicious. I won't be long. I'll be right back. I promise, okay?" "You want hors d'oeuvres, Poochie Poo?" She opened the oven and took out 5 different dishes of hors d'oeuvres. Chicken wings, pigs in a blanket, mushroom caps, and pork strips. "But my sweet honey, at the bar, you know... There's swearing, dirty words and all that." "Oh, you want dirty words, cutie pie?" "Listen up, shit for brain. Sit your ass down, shut the hell up, drink your beer in your frozen mug, and eat your fucking hors d'oeuvres because your married ass isn't going to a damn bar. That crap's over. Got it, numbnuts?"
All right.
I like that one.
What's awesome is we've already done that one, too, but I didn't have the heart to break Andy's little spirit again.
It was so tiny.
New to me, buddy. Because I forget shit.
We didn't do that one that long ago. Jesus, Andy.
What?
All right, so this was sent a while ago. It's not actually a direct Tan Laugh. Tony linked me to Reddit, a Reddit thread. I don't think I read this one, but I'm sure Andy, Tim will be able to tell me.
Oh, a Reddit joke? Hang on, let me arrange my surprise face. All right.
But it's a link from Tony.
Which is, it's a thread, so there's like a bunch of them. I'm reading the first one that started off. What do you call a homosexual in a wheelchair?
Something offensive.
Roll AIDS.
Oh, Jesus.
That's awful.
Oh, this is kind of funny. So, I guess some people are taking offense to that joke in the thread, so someone replied with this joke. What's the difference between a joke and two dicks?
I don't know.
You can't take a joke. So there you go.
Good times.
How was everyone's week?
It was a week.
Mine was good.
Good.
I went and saw the Michael Jackson The Immortal World Tour by Cirque du Soleil.
Ooh.
Yes. And you had Stinky.
What?
Yeah, went to Black Angus. I don't know if you had steak.
Oh, steak. I thought you said Stinky. I was like, I may have farted at some point over the evening. I wouldn't say it was a highlight enough to bring up first thing.
I thought he said Sticky, like you were so excited to be seeing the Cirque du Soleil that you just jizzed in your pants.
Well, oh, that Jimmy of course pants. Happened. That's a given. And you had Stinky. The important news about that.
Who calls it that? I mean, other than Noah.
A, Tim had steak beforehand. B, I've converted to baby talk.
Yeah.
Did Tim have the steaky wakey?
Ooh, did you cut it up yourself?
Did you chew it up yourself?
I did, like a big boy.
You gotta be careful. Those are big pieces. I don't want that little snooky wookums to choke.
Bacon lap, bacon wrap filet. Mignon.
Mmm.
Fogarty.
She's never gonna be on this podcast.
No. Cirque du Soleil, those people are still crazy.
Mm-hmm.
In case you're wondering, they have not started doing, like, sane shit. They still bend themselves in half and walk around.
I still want to see the, I can't remember what the hell they call it, erotique or something like that? The Cirque du Soleil porn performance.
Oh, Zumanity?
Maybe that's it. Yeah, that's it.
The one that's at New York, New York, I believe?
Yeah, I think so.
In Vegas, not in actual New York, New York.
Yes.
Just in case people are changing their travel plans.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure people just call that one New York. Or New York City. Man, how much must it suck for the rest of that state? People say New York, the first thing they think of is the skyscrapers and Manhattan and Long Island and the whole rest of it. It's like, oh, there's a whole other state with the same name. It's like a gigantic pimple on the city's ass.
Okay, so back to Michael Jackson instead of Andy's fucking random tangent.
What, I was talking again?
Oh, Tim was expressing an opinion on something. I gotta turn the conversation back to me and shit I care about.
Tim was talking again? I'm sorry, Tim. I got an ear problem. I can't hear bitch.
Oh, no wonder you can't tell when you're talking.
Touche.
So, there was this part. I think they did this at the other Cirque that I saw, Ova, or Ovum, or something to do with an egg. I'm sure it means egg in some language that I don't speak, which narrows it down to about a bajillion, except for Klingon. I'm just kidding. But, like, it's like a guy and a girl, and, like, one of them's holding on to a rope that keeps getting lifted in the air, and the other one is in various ways holding on to the person holding on to the rope. Like, sometimes they'll switch places. Sometimes the woman's holding on to the rope. Sometimes it's the guy. And when I say the person's holding on to them, I mean, like maybe the person is holding the rope with one hand, or maybe just it's wrapped around their foot. And then they'll just grab the other person with, like, a hand on their foot, and then they're spinning around. And then, like, another time, like, the person wraps their hands around the person's neck, and now they're spinning around high up in the air, and, like, that's it. You're just holding on by neck. And then at one point, they put, like, this strap in one of them puts a strap in their mouth, and then the other one bites onto that strap, and that's how they're being held up by their teeth. And Danelle goes, oh, if that was us, you'd have dropped me to the ground. And I said, yeah, that's the point at which I dropped us to the ground.
We would have got through all the other stuff, but the teeth part, yeah, that exactly. Would be my downfall.
Yeah, the teeth are the only part of Tim that's not strong like bull.
It's like, it's not. Before the teeth gave way, my neck would have popped off. All right, babe, I got this. Oh.
Let's be honest, Tim. Both hands and wrapped around your waist, you're still going down.
I wouldn't have even held on to the rope as they lifted it. They slide, crunch.
I got a rope burn. I got a rope burn.
Like, you weren't even holding on to your wife yet. Ow. Everything hurts.
I can't even hold my own self up.
Someone pick me up.
I was comparing notes with Jeff because he saw the Beatles one, the Love, the Cirque du Soleil Love, which is, you know, all to Beatles music. Because I was wondering, like, is like the Beatles one all hits, or are there some deep cuts? And he's like, I think it's all hits, because I don't think, you know, there aren't really any deep cuts from the Beatles. And then I looked at the track list. I'm like, okay, there's like four songs I've never heard of. He's like, maybe I'm not the guy to ask, because it's not like I was alive when these were hits or not. I was like, what the devil you say?
Really? There's no, like, every song the Beatles did was, like, popular and out there. Like, deep cuts means, like, songs that weren't as popular, you know, that didn't get a lot of airplay, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So every one of the Beatles songs got a lot of airplay?
No, he's saying every one of the Beatles songs in the Beatles Love he recognized and knew of.
Gotcha. Oh, sorry. Okay, gotcha. So for some reason I thought you said there aren't any deep cuts for the Beatles in general. I misunderstood.
Oh, I may have implied that, but I guess I meant, like, they were very prolific, and so they had a lot of hits.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, so, like, to make, because they sort of made a story with the Michael Jackson. I mean, it's not like a story, like, once upon a time there was Michael Jackson and then he did shit. But, like, there were whole, like, segments that sort of had a theme, and there were sort of, I really don't know how to describe it. Like, not a narrative necessarily, but, like, a point. I get, like, it seemed like they were trying to, you know, have a little, I really don't know what the word is for it. But, so, like, in addition to Thriller, they put together he's done like several scary songs, like, but I would say almost none of them were hits, with the exception of Somebody's Watching Me. But even that, they just sort of layered in that chorus in between the two other scary songs that they put in front of it, and like so one of them, like, Danelle was like, "What the fuck is this? I've never heard of this song." And it didn't help. That was when the person, like, there was a big book on stage, and this woman just folded herself out of it and then just kept, like, she would bend herself backwards and then keep walking, and then she was folded in half, and then she would stand on her own neck. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, well, that's definitely scary.
Ah, my neck is sore. I better stand on it a little bit.
That's how I do it.
Yeah. Hey, my neck was sore last night. I really should have done that.
Well, see, you got to think about that.
Yeah.
And so, like, one of the opening songs was Childhood, which, I mean, was released as a hit. I mean, was released as a single, but certainly wasn't a hit by any means.
Well, I actually know that song.
I mean, yeah, people know it, but I wouldn't say people are like, oh, you know what my favorite Michael Jackson song is? Childhood. Yes.
That's my jam.
I can't remember what the first line is. It's something, something, my childhood.
And, like, I want to say that's, it feels like it's one of the longer, because, like, they shorten a lot of the songs by virtue of the fact they're either mixed with something else or they're, you know, they just don't play the whole song. But I feel like they play a ton of that song. I'm like, fucking Billie Jean gets a chorus and a bridge and we get to hear all of Childhood? Granted, there was no story about paternity tests that they could work Billie Jean into.
Yeah.
I got a laugh from that. In the kitchen. Also, there were two songs on the album that were not in the show. Like it ended, and I was like, I was still sitting, and I was like, I was like, there's another song, and then like the lights come up, and everybody's walking away. I'm like, or we could just go.
Maybe not for us.
What a jip.
So then I played it for her on the ride home. So I'm sure she was like, great. 2.5 hours of Michael Jackson, and this jackass is going to play some more Michael Jackson. Just what I had a hankering to hear.
I was like, you know what? This night needs to cap it off more Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Well, my wife and I listened to the Avenue Q soundtrack on the way to go watch Avenue Q, and still enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yeah, but there's jokes there. It's not just like songs you've heard a bajillion times before you bought the soundtrack. Although, I mean, I like the remixes. Oh, I should say that the beginning, the new intro to Tancast, the very first thing you hear, that is from Michael Jackson's Immortal.
What? I can't remember what you're talking about.
You can't, what?
What's the very first thing you hear?
That Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains adult content and fuck sticks. Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are laughs you get you're not supposed to be laughing. Underneath that, the music that's playing is from Michael Jackson's Immortal.
Ah, okay.
Specifically, it's from the track that Michael Jackson's Immortal Megamix, or what's it called? Immortal Megamix.
Very good.
Oh, but they do some cool effects. And I was surprised they kept sort of the structure of Cirque du Soleil, but like they still had like clown characters. And like there was like five guys all dressed in various, you know, Cirque interpretations of famous Michael Jackson costumes, and like what, and like the guy who they had Michael was really fat. Oh, sorry, they did the Jackson 5, and when they did that, the fat guy ended up being Michael. But anyway, so they were dancing around, like it seemed like they were sort of the clown characters that Cirque du Soleil has, and then like they had like this guy dressed all in white, like as a mime, and he was kind of like the, I guess he was sort of supposed to be the Michael avatar, and my wife turns to me midway through, and she's like, is he white and sparkly because he's supposed to be like the glove? I was like, oh, probably. Way to pick up on cues and things, where I'm just like, I'm watching this. I'm not processing it anyway. I'm just watching it. Oh, that's the other thing. So much shit at some point, so much shit is going on the stage. Like, there's, you know, dudes doing backflips in the front of the stage, and there's, you know, oh, fuck, there's a guy with one leg dancing his ass off. Like you don't realize he has one leg, and all of a sudden, like, he just walks away, and, like, a leg stays behind, and then he's got, like, these two little crutches thing, and he's just dancing, flipping around, he's up on the crutches, he's up on one crutch, like, he'll jump the crutches with his one leg, he does the moonwalk with one leg! I was like, how do you do that?
Tim was very impressed.
But anyway, on more than one occasion, all this shit is going on where you can't see it all at once, and I feel bad. I'm like, I know you're all working your asses off, but I cannot split my focus this much. Like, I'm sorry, you've got to be damaging your colon, but I got to look over here at this guy. Yeah, so anyway, cool show, especially if you like Michael Jackson, it's a cool show, but...
Dude, one-legged guy doing the moonwalk is probably worth the price of admission.
And that's I would say, one of the least impressive things one-legged guy does. But at that point, I was like, I fucking can't take it anymore. He just did the moonwalk.
I'm done.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I liked it. When it has a permanent home in Vegas, I may see it again. I don't know.
Very good.
Oh, one of the things is, towards the end of the show, so, like, They do sort of like the Michael Jackson was angry period, like the Scream, and they don't really care about us. And mm-hmm. then, you know, and oh, they actually show, I mean, it feels like they're really trying to say, because like Scream, they had the people dressed sort of Middle Eastern. So like the Injustice seemed to be more like, you know, I mean, it wasn't like they weren't really dressed Middle East, but it seemed like that was what they were invoking, sort of like a, you know, we don't really, you know, we've sort of become, not racist isn't the right word, but, you know, like just out of hand, anti, you know, Middle Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
Intolerant, I guess. That's what I guess that's what I was going for, which is, you know, obviously not what Michael meant by the song, but it sort of made sense. And then, like, they don't really care about us was sort of what Michael had in his video. But, like, you know, it was about us not caring about people who are struggling and as well as, you know, like, quote unquote, the man not caring about us and our problems. And but then it sort of went into, like, the Earth song and then, like, Will You Be There? And, like, you know, ways to, you know, like, hope. Like, you know, we can improve. So it was like, we don't, like, you know, there's problems, but we can improve. Like, it was this whole, like, four-song set piece that's sort of like, here's where we are, here's where we can go, here's where we can be. And then they capped it off, like, with Man in the Mirror at the very end. And so you sort of had this, like, vibe of peace and, you know, like, yeah, we can make a difference. Fucking start with the Man in the Mirror, make this world a better place. And then we all got in the parking lot and tried to get out. Fuck you, get out of my way. Get the fuck out of my way. That is my lane. I will fucking end you.
Push and shove, everybody. Push and shove.
That's cracked me up. Like, yeah, yeah. I am going to start with the Man in the Mirror. The Man in the Rearview Mirror better fucking get off my ass.
Something about being in cars makes us angry.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just, and funny, the day after, Cracked posted this article about five unexpected places where society completely breaks down. And one of them was like a parking lot after a big event. That was it. It was amusing. I think that's all I have for Cirque du Soleil. I was also talking with everyone's high school friend Aaron about it on Facebook. We were going back and forth because she saw it in Vegas.
Ah.
Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
To be.
All right. Well, so thanks for letting me talk about that.
Not a problem.
Had to spread the word about Michael Jackson's Immortal. When it comes to your town, I would say see it. Especially if you can get free tickets.
You got free
fucking
tickets?
Parking was... I got free tickets, yeah.
Sweet.
However, parking was $35. I was like,
what,
Jesus
the
Christ.
Fuck?
I know. I was like, oh, parking probably $5, $10, $35. What? Is someone going to blow my car while it's here?
What the fuck? How?
Hopefully.
What? I mean, I guess they figure, like, well, it was in Oakland, right? So you theoretically could have taken BART, right?
Yes.
Still.
And I really could have because the Black Angus is right by that BART station. However, we were running a little short on time, so I did not suggest that. In fact, we skipped dessert.
Probably a wise choice.
Probably.
Although then the show started 15 minutes late, so really, probably could have been, probably would have been okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, that was Cirque du Soleil.
Excellent.
Michael Jackson, Immortal World Tour, loved it. How was everybody else's week?
Mine was pretty good. Had a date night with the wife. Saw Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, no one I saw that.
What did you think of it?
I enjoyed it. I don't know if I liked it better than the original. I'd probably have to watch the original again. Well, the original, the first. Robert Downey Jr., Jude Law, Sherlock Holmes movie.
Have you read the books?
Long ago. I don't think I've read a Sherlock Holmes story in quite a while. But yeah,
okay.
I think I've read every single one of the story. Well, maybe. Probably read them all.
Do you know if the movie in any way follows any of the books?
No and yes.
What the fuck does that mean? I didn't ask you separate questions.
Well, So it's, there are plot points, there are like little bits and vignettes and whatever, vignettes.
Vignettes.
From a couple of different stories. Professor Moriarty like really only shows up in one story. I mean, you're
really
only, yeah. But it's sort of like, it's like a retcon when he's introduced, because it's like a bunch of other crimes that have been happening sort of get blamed on... If not him, then he's sort of like the guy, the puppet master behind the scenes, pulling the strings, making it possible for these other criminal enterprises to exist. You know, he's referred to as the Napoleon of crime in the book, and I guess in the movie. But the end, well, shit, I mean, it's not like it's a new story. Holmes and Moriarty both going over the edge of a cliff into a waterfall. That was how Arthur Conan Doyle expected to kill off Sherlock Holmes, so that other people wouldn't fuck around with the character, and so he could start doing something else. So, yeah, like, as soon as the camera pan passed and I saw a huge waterfall, I was like, oh, I know what that's for.
So, in the books, he never came back.
No, he did.
He did?
Yeah. Popular demand. I guess Conan Doyle needed the money.
Oh, so, okay, so it wasn't like somebody else wrote one. He wrote one where Holmes comes back.
Yes. Yeah, see, and it was like 3 years later or something like that, and he said something to Watson of like, you know, like he barely survived, and he had decided to use the opportunity of being quote-unquote dead to sort of like take care of some people who would have tried to like track him down and like, you know, get revenge for the death of Moriarty.
Mm. See, the only I assumed that there were no more stories after he died in the books, because in an episode of Star Trek, Data maintains that the only way Sherlock Holmes could stop Moriarty was at the cost of his own life.
I remember that episode, and I remember
that. So apparently
that
Data didn't read any of the further books.
No, because at the time, I mean, that was sort of the thing of, you know, he created this character that was supposed to be the equal of Holmes, because he didn't want Holmes going out like a bitch, but he did want to kill him off. So it really was, the whole point of the character was the one character so dangerous, the one adversary so powerful and so like Holmes and so capable, that the only way for Holmes to get rid of him was to sacrifice himself.
The doomsday to Holmes is Superman.
Indeed.
And both stayed dead as well, about as well.
I want to say that the TV show Sherlock is excellent.
Yes,
BBC.
I'm very excited that that's going to become... Well, I guess it's already playing in the UK.
Yes.
But as far as I know, hasn't played here yet. And I'm very much awaiting season 2, series 2, whatever the fuck they call it.
How
Man,
it
British TV, I don't get it. Like here you got, you know, between 12 and 20-something episodes of a show every year. Pretty much like clockwork there. It's like, we're going to do 3 episodes, and then we're going to go fuck off for a while. Hey, we're gonna do 3 more episodes, and you know, and then go work on some other shit.
Yeah, I'm like, a show will be on for a couple weeks, I assume, and then fucking back to Doctor Who. Like, that's the only thing that consistently seems to get made over there.
Yeah, and there are plenty of other shows that have, you know, like a ton of episodes, but it seems like at least a lot of the stuff that gets popular here, a lot of the stuff I've encountered, you've got like, you know, 3 to 6 episodes in a quote unquote series, and that was it. You know, it's like little tiny short runs. It's almost like everything's done as miniseries.
Like, their Office was really short, right?
I don't know. I've never watched it.
I've never watched it either, but I feel like it was done and wrapped up long before this one was.
Yeah, I feel like it was really short as well. And, like, the seasons for Sherlock are only 3 episodes, but each episode is 1.5 hours. But still, that's not really like, that's not like a season here.
No.
Yeah, 4.5 hours worth of shows, not all that much.
What the fuck's up with you, England? You have something to answer for. Let's hear it. We've got English listeners.
Explain this to us. You know, it's kind of funny. I was just listening to a Nerdist podcast where he was interviewing David Tennant, the 10th Doctor, for Tim, who doesn't know who he is.
I know who fucking David Tennant is.
All right.
Do you really, Tim?
Yeah. Okay. He was also in a Harry Potter movie. I was like, holy shit, this Harry Potter movie is like geek central. Like, there's so many geeky things all through this.
Well, I don't think he was the Doctor by that point. I'm pretty sure that predates him getting hired.
Doesn't matter. Sure, if you go back now, you're like, holy shit, that's a Doctor. That's a guy from Twilight. That's a fucking Ewok. That's a guy from Galaxy Quest. It's like, Jesus Christ.
That is true. Holy shit, you're right. You just blew my little mind, Tim.
Yeah, he plays somebody from Star Trek in there, but I can't remember it now.
And I'm trying to think what sort of geeky things Gleason's done.
Jackie Gleason?
No.
He was in Back to the Future. Indirectly.
All right.
There's a reference for you.
Wow. I just looked it up. The UK Office. 14 episodes.
Yeah, I was pretty sure it was fairly short.
I'm pretty sure the first season of the US Office was more than 14 episodes. And they're at 8 seasons.
And people love the UK
version. Oh, no. 6 episodes in the first season, but 22 in the second. So, right there. Boom. Oh, so anyways, David Tennant and Chris Hardwick were talking about, like, the differences between how they do TV in the UK
Wait,
versus
who's
how
David
they do
Tennant?
All right.
Sorry. Differences between TV.
Yes. The differences between TV, how it works here versus how it works there. But David Tennant was also pointing out that in the U.S. it's like it can seem a lot more brutal and a lot more like a big business or whatever, but they will also throw a shit ton of money at a pilot, like, just to see if it works. And yet we get shit like Work It. The Wishes It Was
Bosom Buddies?
Buddies? Yeah.
Yes. So you say we throw more money at a pilot or they throw more money at a pilot?
We do, apparently. The U.S. TV industry will throw a shit ton of money at a pilot just to be able to screen it, just to be able to get an idea.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't, like, Lost one of the most expensive pilots ever?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it might still be.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah.
I'm going to Google most expensive pilot and see what happens, because that is my source of all truth in the universe.
Fair enough.
Yeah, between 10 and 14 million for the Lost pilot.
That's crazy.
Whoa. 10 million for the pilot for Fringe.
J.J. Abrams goes big.
Yep. He don't fuck around.
Either goes big or goes home. And he doesn't go home.
Terra Nova is reported to be 15 million, so that might be it now.
I have not watched that.
Holy shit. Yeah, I didn't watch it either. Well, you gotta figure, with a bunch of big-ass dinosaurs running around, that's gonna be expensive. I want a T-Rex
in
this
scene. What series was that?
Terra Nova.
That's too bad. That shit is done.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, you didn't hear? I thought that was already announced.
Did we talk about this? I don't know.
Oh, I don't know if we talked about it necessarily. I just assumed it was, you know, maybe I'm the only one who delights in shows I don't even watch.
Getting canceled.
Demising. Yeah.
Fuck you, show.
I haven't seen you. You might be good. I'm sure a lot of great people are working on it and now are jobless, but fuck you. I'm glad you're gone.
It's horrible.
Oh, according to Wikipedia, Fox has stated no decision would be made until 2012. Regarding
it's 2012. They decided it's done.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I had a
They got right on that. Like, all right, it's January. We can announce. Good news, everyone. We're canceling our shitty show.
Damn.
What? What's wrong, buddy?
Someone tweeted us asking when we were going to have another Tan fight. And I can't remember who it was. And now Twitter will not let me go back far enough to find out who it was.
Curse you, Twitter.
Curse you, Twitter.
Fuck you, Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter's gotten really stingy with searching. It's like Twitter's all about the now.
That was the past. This is the now. Move on.
Yeah, like I just searched for Tan fight. Twitter finds nothing.
Ah, okay. It was Justin. Now I know.
Ah, Bieber?
Yes, Bieber. You dill hole. Actually, I did want to mention this a couple weeks ago because I cut you off talking about it when you brought it up at the end of an episode. But Justin was the guy, I guess, you talked about the Super Panda religion with.
Yes. And yeah, you did cut me off, you fucker.
Well, yeah, it was fucking 58 minutes into the episode, and you're like, I'm going to start a story.
Oh, but you couldn't just give me 58 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah, because that's how Andy stories work. They're always 30 seconds. Look them up. Check them. Check every single story. They're always clocked in at 30, 29 second stops.
I was literally just trying to throw a shout out, but no, Tim's got a shit all over it.
I shit on you, and I shit on your face.
All right. Well, now you can shit on a picture of my balls, too.
Wouldn't you just shit on his face and that, like, covers both bases?
Probably.
Now I'm shitting on your face, mister. You want to keep it up?
Wait, are you shitting on me and my face or just my face?
Oh, keep talking. You're going to get both.
It's a shit storm here.
I'm going to shit on both your faces if you're not careful.
So, yeah, I was just trying to shout out. Say I'd gotten a convert. Justin was going to join Super Pandaism. Say, hey, do you like your deities apathetic? Well, ask me about Super Pandaism, but later, not right now, because we got shit to do. Tim's on the time schedule, apparently.
Yeah, we had to go, you dumbass.
You could have made time. You just don't care.
You just don't care about time schedules.
You really don't care about time, Andy. Come on, really.
That is why you're often late, dickhead.
Hey, man, time doesn't care about me. I don't care about time.
Ooh. That's why I say,
fuck you.
I do care about nap time. Holy shit. Oh, we had a bunch of bad storms last night, so I didn't get a whole lot of sleep. Now my brain's kind of wonky. Fuck, when do I ever sleep? I feel like I say this every goddamn week.
You never sleep.
I know.
You are a walking zombie of sleeplessness.
Yeah. Oh! Going back to movies that we've seen recently, I also watched Bridesmaids and Dinner for Schmucks.
Yay!
Bridesmaids, excellent. Dinner for Schmucks, what's the opposite of excellent? Poor. There we go.
Wait, Dinner for Schmucks was poor?
Yes.
Now, did you ever see the original? You know it's a remake, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I feel like I should go back and watch the original, because it feels like
really good.
Yeah, and it feels like this one sort of shat all over. It was just so, like, it was predictable. Like, even the parts that were supposed to be edgy or whatever were so fucking safe. Like, they'd taken any sharp bits of it and just sort of rounded them off to be, you know, it's like, oh, it's a gross-out comedy, but we're going to try not to offend you or shock you too much. So, whatever. It seemed like it could have been a lot more. Like, there was so much talent in it that it should have been more. It should have been better.
All right. I had no desire to see that before you gave that review, and now I have a desire not to see it.
Excellent.
Well done.
Thank you.
I vaguely want to see it.
Shut up. Just kidding.
I would recommend against it. Oh, and I also had fun this week with Comcast. Actually, I think this started 2 weeks ago, maybe longer. I've been trying to get Comcast to tell me what channels are in their lineups. Because I can go to their website and it says, over 80 channels for the Digital Starter, over 100 channels for Digital Plus, or some shit like that. And nowhere will it actually tell you what these channels are. If you click through on the thing that's supposed to show you what your channel lineup is, and you like give it your address and shit, it just gives you a list of every fucking channel possibly shown by Comcast in your area. No breakdown. It even has words on that page that say, click the drop-down or select your package in the drop-down below, and there's no fucking drop-down on the page. It's like it's lying to you right there on the page. You can do something that doesn't exist. It's like, all right. So it took... I tweeted at them just because I was pissed off at them, and then they like wanted me to email them, and like emailing back and forth and back and forth. They've like called me twice on the fucking phone. It's like, Jesus Christ, it's a list of fucking channels. Email them to me! So they apparently can't email them to me, but what they can do is stick a channel lineup, because I'm a Comcast internet subscriber, they'll send me a list of channels in my next bill. That's their solution. They're going to wait a month and send me paper. It's like, what is this, a fucking trade secret or something?
I think it's because they randomly put channels in and out of the lineup, because I've had channels all of a sudden disappear on me.
Yeah, it's like after 7 years, I think, with DirecTV, I'm just really getting annoyed because their DVR is shit. And they finally, after 3.5 years of promising that an HD TiVo was just around the corner, they released it, and it's on slow hardware, and it's got a crippled interface, and like they did everything possible to make it worse than their current HD DVR that they already have. Like, so you can't do multi-room, you can't record something in one room and play it back on a DVR in another room. Even if you have two of their fucking TiVos, you can only do it if you get their proprietary DVR. Well, I guess they're all proprietary, but if you only get the DirecTV DVR. And the DirecTV DVR interface is ass, and the hardware is shit. So, thought, okay, fine, fuck DirecTV, I'm done. But now with all this stuff with Comcast, can't answer a simple goddamn question like, if I pay you this much money, what do I get for that? That is simple, basic shit. I have money, I want to give it to you, I just want to know what I get back. So, anyways, we already knew Comcast.
Like I said, I think that's why it is, because they don't want to commit, they don't want to tell you, because they're going to change those channels on you without notice.
Yeah. But at least give me an idea. You know, if I see, oh, well, I get 20 channels of fucking golf, well, then I don't give a shit about the upgrade package.
But, so they would mail you the channel listing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess it seems like your reasoning wouldn't hold up, Tim. Like, if they're willing to mail it to him, that means it's on paper.
We'll see when it actually shows up in his mail.
Oh, yeah. So you think it's not going to actually get there?
I think they're giving him the runaround.
The way the rest of this has gone for me, I have my doubts. And what they don't get is... they're not getting my fucking money until I know what it's for. 80 channels.
Technically, they're already getting your money, though.
Great.
So they don't really care.
Well, they're getting my internet money. Because DSL sucks ass. Oh, but anyways, that was it. That was probably my main... Well, that was one of my main frustrations for the week. The other one is I now work 3 steps from my boss's door as opposed to, like, 30. So I'm 10 times closer to my boss now.
Hey, lucky fuck.
That's good news.
Yeah. In a lot of places, that seems like a promotion. Like, you know, I'm closer to the center of power. But I would rather be further away and just be able to do my work not have him breathing down my neck. I'm sure he thinks that if I'm closer, that I'll be more productive, or he'll have a better idea of what I'm doing or whatever. But he doesn't get what I do. So, you know, him being able to pop out every 5 minutes. What are you up to? Fucking my job. Same as last time. Ah, well.
I don't know why. That's like, it's kind of like a pet peeve of me, of mine when people ask me, like, the same thing, like, not too far from each other. Roberto does it. You're like, but what are you up to? I'm like, I'm just sitting here reading. 10 minutes later, what's going on? What are you doing? I'm like, I just told you what I was doing.
Yeah, my wife does that to me every once in a while, too.
I know it shouldn't really bother me, but for some reason, I'm just like, I get annoyed. I'm like, I just told you.
I've already answered this question. I'm not on trial here.
I do, too. Yeah, with my wife, it's often something like, hey, when do you think you're going to want dinner? I don't know. I'm not really hungry. If you're hungry, we can get you something. I can put something together. We've got leftovers. We can order something. No, that's okay. And then like 5 minutes later. So what are you thinking about for dinner? Well, as with 5 minutes ago, I'm not really hungry, and now I hate you!
Okay.
Because, you know, if you're going to react, you may as well overreact.
I'm fucking in here!
It's kind of like all the
right.
Jim Carrey
thing. Do we want to do this tan fight?
Oh, we do.
Okay.
Oh, so we're doing it now?
Oh, I got a great big boner for this tan fight.
Did you have something you want to talk about, Noah?
Oh, wow. We have been talking for a while. I'll wait till next week.
I'm sorry, dude.
No worries.
I'm sorry Andy's a long-winded piece of shit who took up most of the recording session.
I didn't realize it's been so long already.
Yeah, Andy. Totally just blathering on and on about seeing Michael Jackson shit.
Yeah, I checked the time when I was done with that. It was not nearly where it is now.
Ooh, in your face, fat man. What do you got to say?
Listeners, clock us. See who talked most.
Really? You really want to put that challenge out there?
Listeners, don't do that.
No, I really don't. I'm assuming nobody's going to take me up on this. That's really my only way forward.
Listeners like, fuck you. I listened once. You can't make me listen again.
You know, just brazen claims and then the
Tim,
hope that nobody ever challenges you.
Put something at the beginning so they'll know beforehand.
It'd be funny if I lost after all that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's bring back, by popular demand of Justin asking about it, Monday night tan fights. Especially now.
Is that really why you brought it back, Tim? Just for him? Just for Justin?
Kinda. He mentioned it. I was like, you know, we haven't done a tan fight in a while.
You're a good man.
Why not give our listener what he wants?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was going to do a tan fight next week, but now I don't have to.
You can if you want.
I can.
All right. So, Monday night tan fights.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves for Monday night tan fights!
This week, it's a pirate off as the Dread Pirate Roberts versus Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yarr.
Yarr, indeed. So, this is not Captain Jack. Full disclosure, I've not seen the fourth Pirates movie, so I don't know what is up with him, or if they've changed any of his I don't want to say powers, but you know what I mean, like any of his mythos, like if they've added something to his backstory that is not present in the first three pirate movies. But this is not the Jack Sparrow that had the cursed Aztec gold. Just regular Captain Jack Sparrow. He can be killed.
Okay. So, like, maybe his dreadlocks shoot lasers in the fourth, but we don't care about that.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And I assume that's what they did.
Based on the reviews, I'm assuming too.
So, it at least starts with a sword fight, and then it can go wherever it needs to go from there. Let's say Captain Jack Sparrow was hitting on Buttercup, and then Wesley steps in.
All right.
And now they fight.
And where'd you say the location was?
I didn't, but... on land somewhere.
Oh, they're not on a boat?
I'm on a boat.
Why would they be on a boat?
So that we can play the on a boat song right now.
Not with their flippy floppies? Riding dolphins and shit?
Yeah.
Well, they're not on a boat.
Jumping
so
the dolphins.
So we're playing it right now for no reason.
There's no T-Pain?
Exit.
No, there's T-Pain.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
Especially if you get kicked in the nuts. You got a lot of T-Pain then.
Giggity!
All right, so,
yeah.
Yeah, my mom, heavens, my wife was like, my wife was like, it seems like like, your first instinct is like, oh, well, Jack Sparrow. And then you're like, wait, well, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Because Wesley did beat Inigo Montoya.
Mm-hmm.
And he also beat Andre the Giant.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas fucking Jack Sparrow lost to Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, but that is Legolas.
Is Jack Sparrow a good fighter or a good runner?
I remember in the commentary of the first movie, they say that Jack Sparrow is the second best sword fighter in the movie.
Okay. Because just thinking back, like, I know he fought, but it seems like he did a lot of running.
He did a lot of running?
Yeah, he sword fought with, fuck, what's his name? Davy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not the dude from the Monkees.
hey, we're the Monkees.
Yeah, not only did he sword fight with Davy Jones, he also sword fought with a bunch of undead fuckers.
This is true.
Before he had grabbed... He did some before he grabbed the Aztec gold, didn't he? I thought earlier in the movie. I'll have to go back and watch the movie. But at any rate, yeah, so he did a lot of sword fighting, and very, very capably. So he's definitely got the cowardice, he's definitely got the runaway, but when Legolas had trapped him inside the blacksmith shop, he was definitely willing to grab a sword and try to fight his way out. I mean, true, it's to support additional running away, but... But then again, the Dread Pirate Wesley has... I mean, he didn't just beat Fessick. He didn't just beat Inigo Montoya. He also outsmarted Vizzini.
I quibble with that definition of outsmarting.
It's the Batman version of outsmarting. He planned ahead. He planned ahead.
He didn't really outsmart him. He made a test that the guy couldn't win and then roped him into taking that test. I guess that's technically outsmarting him, but not really.
That's the Batman gambit. The I'm going into this knowing I can't lose.
Nice. That's a TV trope, yes?
Yeah, it is.
Haha. I've been reading a lot of those on my iPhone, TV tropes.
Yeah, you can just fall right in there.
Yep. I'm like, who needs sleep? I got TV tropes. They're like
sleepy
tropes.
Or maybe that's a Xanatos gambit. I can't remember. It's one of the two. But, yeah. So he set the whole thing up with Vizzini by basically just years before deciding, I need to be immune to poison. That's some fucking planning ahead. It also means he has got a strong constitution because he made himself immune to poison by taking poison for years.
I feel like Jack Sparrow wouldn't fall for that. Well, I mean, not that specific thing. I mean, I know you're saying that maybe there's other things he thought of ahead. I feel like Jack Sparrow would fight dirty, though. And, like, whereas the Dread Pirate be more honorable.
True. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, because he did grab that downshoot with all the soot and shit or whatever inside and spray it into Legolas's face.
Who the hell is Legolas?
Orlando Bloom.
Why do you keep saying that name?
He's just referencing characters in the movie.
Lord
His
of the Rings.
His name is Will Turner in the movie.
He's the elf from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I see what you're doing there.
Well, that explains it.
That's good, yeah.
Fuck, I thought I was on this podcast with a couple of nerds.
I hate Lord of the Rings. How many times do I have to tell you? I hate it.
Tim, do you hate Lord of the Rings?
I do. I've never seen the third one. Because after two movies, I was like, fuck it. I don't care. I will never care. Put the ring in the volcano. Don't put it. Put it on your cock. I don't give a shit. Fuck it.
But they do. They put it in the volcano, and they don't put it in the volcano, and it's on someone's cock at one point. Just
still
swinging it around. I'm not going to tell you whose cock it was, though. Spoiler.
I don't care if they added Michael Jackson to the soundtrack. I'm still not watching it.
What if Michael Jackson was in
Tyler's
it
cock.
In the very last movie, Tim?
Don't care.
You would not see it.
They throw the ring down into the lava, and out pops Michael Jackson. Hee hee.
Last footage of Michael Jackson alive in that movie, you wouldn't go see it. You're a liar.
Yep. But back to the sand fight.
Can you imagine Michael Jackson playing Gollum? No, my precious.
Nope, I can't. So back to the sand fight.
Except you'd be chasing a little boy.
Oh.
Yeah, that is his precious.
Hey, my precious. Come back, Billy. Was that him talking or singing or was that a parody song you're going for?
I don't know.
What just happened?
But it makes you laugh.
So, yeah, the fighting dirty makes me give the edge to Sparrow.
Yeah, but he choked out a fucking giant. He's got some strong. Ah, it's a difficult one.
It is.
This is one for the ages. But you know what?
It's one for the ages.
You know, we'll talk about this one for very long.
I think
you
I can
remember the tan fight of Art 12.
Do you remember? January 21st.
When Sparrow and Roberts went toe-to-toe, oh, it was glorious.
People traveled from miles around. Mead was everywhere.
Mead all the way from Florin they came.
And the Isle of Tortuga.
This is the tale of Captain Jack Sparrow. No? Lonely Island?
Yeah, sure.
All right. I actually think I can make a good case for this being our first 10 tie, because you can't kill either of these motherfuckers. They both
true.
They both came back from the dead.
They this both died true. And got better.
Yep.
I
didn't even think about that.
This is a tough one.
So I think the rest of the world will end, and they will still be fighting. The last star winks out. Protons decay, and still the Dread Pirate Wesley and Captain Jack battle on. This is the ultimate showdown of Ultimate Destiny. Fuck that whole song.
Okay.
As you wish.
Noah?
Yeah, I'll go for a tie.
So I can literally just fuck you both right now and pick somebody.
You could.
No, because we got two votes for tie, motherfucker.
No, that means two votes for the same. That means it's at a deadlock, and just one person would tip it over to the other side.
I don't think that two votes for a tie comes out for a half vote each for each.
I think it's exactly what it comes out as.
Hmm. Show your math.
Okay, if you're judging a boxing match, and the two judges come to a draw, and then a third judge comes up with something, what do they call that? No, tie outranks you.
I'm bored.
Oh, are you bored or losing this argument? I know it's hard for you to tell the difference.
One or the other. I get bored when I start losing arguments. All right, Tim. So who do you think it is?
Tim. I'm tempted to pick Jack Sparrow just because I don't know what I would put for tie music at the end. Like, how do I put both theme songs at the end for a tie?
Mash it up.
That sounds complicated, but all right. This is it. The first tan tie. Oh, my. It's so controversial.
One of us.
Let the listeners decide. Let the listeners break the tie.
Yeah, we could put a poll up.
First Tim's getting the iPhone. Now he's calling the tie. What's next?
Soon I'll have all my teeth again. It'll be crazy.
Oh, that is insane.
Wait, soon is fairly relative. Let me back that off a smidge.
So next week, I will talk about my laser eyes.
Oh, Noah's got laser eyes. Pew, pew.
I forgot that Noah had X-Men powers.
I didn't realize that was already coming up.
That is already past.
I mean, already, yeah. I didn't realize that we were in that time.
Yeah, so it is great. I can see without glasses. It is weird.
Do you feel like something's missing from your face?
I very much feel like something's missing from my face.
I wonder about that.
The very first thing I want to do in the morning is put on my glasses, but I'm like, I don't need to.
Are you going to get a pair of fake glasses just to keep your look?
No. I will get some sunglasses, though.
Yeah.
Andy, I'm constantly fiddling with my glasses that are not there.
I don't see the rims of my glasses. They must have slid way down my nose. I better push these up.
I'm either trying to push them up or I'm trying to grab the side, you know, to adjust them. And I'm just like, I'm touching nothing.
Noah, I'm willing to bet that for the rest of your life, you rub your eyes by coming in from a high angle.
Oh, like I'm going over the glasses?
So like your fingers like up against your cheeks so they can go behind the glasses.
That'd be interesting to see. And I think eventually I will get used to it.
Probably.
It will just take some time.
No, it'll just be like a phantom limb for the rest of your life. You'll just have like this constant sense of pressure on your nose.
I don't feel pressure, but yeah, it just feels like my face feels like something should be there that is not. It's just, I can't really explain it. It's just a feeling on my, like, around where my glasses would be, where I'm like, my face is like, I'm missing something here. Bring it back. So anyways, I'll tell you guys a little bit more about it next time.
All right.
All right. So listen for that next week, Noah's Laser Eyes. Don't forget to vote. Who do you think would win, or do you think it should be a tan tie? Dread Pirate Roberts versus Captain Jack Sparrow. And that's it for Tancast this week. You're doing it.
You're riding the queef.
And remember, never trust an Asian.
Not even if they get laser eyes?
Not even if they get laser eyes.
Mm.
Not even if they look cute like a koala bear. Don't trust them.
All right. Thank you for tolerating, listening to this episode of the Tancast podcast. You can go to our official website, tancast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official Tancast Facebook page, the official Tancast Twitter page, and the official Tancast store. We love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at tancast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoid for creating the official Tancast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, Superman will rape you.
No, you seem extra echoey this week.
I could probably turn my volume down a bit here. That's pretty low.
Oh, no. Sorry, not like I'm echoing. Not like I talk and then I hear myself back in your audio. Just like it seemed like there was extra room echo for your talking.
Okay. I don't know.
It seems to be resolved now. Whatever you moved around seems to have gotten it closer to your mouth or something.
I got it your closer face. To my mouth. Slurpy derpy derpy doopy doop.
I put my dick in my face. I put. Wait, what?
Huh? Whew. Good little jingle.
Yeah.
I still haven't heard it.
I kick my feet back and forth. 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 I kick my feet back and forth.
You piece of shit.
I don't know where it is. Can't be bothered.
Piece of shit. Piece of shit.
Can't be bothered.
Piece of shit.
Hey, Tim, am I correct in assuming that the pixelated pink blur on
those
the...
Those were, in fact, your real balls.
Yay! I saw that, I was like, what the hell is that? Oh my gosh. It's balls!
I was like, I could just leave them small and no one could really tell what they are, but you know what? I might as well just, you know,
yeah,
pixelate
don't want,
them.
Don't want people getting into that CSI shit. Zoom in! Enhance! Zoom in! Enhance!
Oh yeah, there are the balls.